Amen. Amen. The Bible says when we come together, there's a little song somewhere. There's a word. There's a doctrine. And, you know, the church is alive. Amen. I tell you, the watchmen are seeing eye to eye.
Amen.
Because the Lord is restoring Zion. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, I have been healed from preaching for long. Ah, Sister Domo believes. Amen. Okay, they say, was it a problem? Okay, please go. I'm just there to warn you. No, it will not take long. You will make it long.
Me, I'm a short preacher now.
Amen. You know, today is a faith clinic for the soul. Amen. Holy Ghost design. I think we have come of age. Amen. The church has come of age. Amen. And we are learning that we should knock it down and make it very simple. So I want to knock it very, very down and make it simple. Amen. I'm sure we'll come back again and we can add one more block. But I want to talk about life in the Spirit. Life in the Spirit. Amen. The Bible says, though we walk in the flesh, we do not war. We do not, you know, the things we contend are not in the flesh. Amen. You know, and therefore we must learn how to walk in the Spirit. And not just to walk in the Spirit, then to fight in the Spirit. God says this church is too soft. Amen. So you and I need to begin to make preparation to be hard, to be strong men. Amen. You know, the other day we're coming to church, I entered this Salvation Ministries church. I saw one girl, driving so fast. What's wrong with this girl? I saw another one. I saw people running. So their brother, I didn't even know where I started revising. Then I heard the sound. I think, Tim Boy also heard the sound. Pa, 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 pa. I said, very good. I turned and we started heading to Romola Road. I got to Romola, I looked around. I didn't know, I said, I just have to go and turn and start heading back this way because it was like things were happening on this side. I went and turned. We drove, when I passed our former shop, I parked the car. And as we were going, all the cars were parked. Of course, then we were hearing boom, 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 boom. Very good. So I asked the young man, I said, what's going on? He said, there's court war around the Liban. I said, very good. But the brethren inside here, we are praying. And I thank God that they continue to pray. Amen. Amen. So for us, it was a test case of what God is saying. We need to be strong. Because strong days are coming. Amen. And we need to learn the principles of spiritual warfare. There are some principles and we must learn them. Now, the first thing we have to look at, Isaac had touched on it, is the environment that we are living in? That's the first thing. What is the environment that we are living in? So, what is the environment? So, this is the man here. Amen. So, what is this environment? You know, where are you? Now, we know this man has a body, he has a soul, and then there is the spirit. Amen. I was somewhere and a brother was teaching and I was really blessed. And he said three things. He said, the spirit is God conscious. The soul is self or sin conscious. And then, what is the body conscious of? It's what? Okay, which environment? That's it. The body is what? World, okay, or environment conscious. So they say physical environment conscious. Amen. And you and I will agree, but for me, I'm talking about me as a person. I've always defined myself. There is something that I'm always conscious of. What do you think it is? What do you think I'm always conscious of? Which one do you think I'll be more conscious of? The body. Okay. The man says that I'm always what? Body. World conscious. Amen. Okay. So, if you happen to be a book person like me, the only thing you see is what? It's just the world. You are conscious of the world. And many of us, most of the time, are not even aware of what is happening here. Talk of what's happening here. Amen. Well, we really don't give it a thought. But it's part of you. And it's part of me. Amen. And the scripture says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. It's a very strong English word. What does it mean? What does it mean, carnal? It's physical. Okay. So, it is possible that all you ever know or you think about is what? Is the world, the things that you can see, you know, the things that are around you. So when we are talking about the body and the environment, so let's put this one here. By the way, somebody says that the body is a type of the outer court. Okay, well, of course, the soul means the holy place and all that, but I'm really looking at the body. Now, in the body, how are you, what makes you aware of your environment in the body? Okay, you use the word senses. So we use the word senses. Okay. Okay, that's the senses. You know, again, you know, if I ask you what is senses, you know, yeah, senses are a special design that God made in your body so that you can relate to your physical environment. Okay? Now, which one is the most important sense? Who can tell us? What's the most important sense? Yes, if you know, just raise your hand. Well, you know, you are the one preaching, not me. I'm a short preacher, or I finish and sat down. Well, you guys are not preaching. What's the answer? What's the most important sense? Sight. Yes, any other answer? What's the most important sense? Somebody says skin. Touch. Feeling. Okay, the eye and feeling, which one is stronger? Okay, somebody say feeling. Okay, all right, so you have to resolve that. But the most important, the top sense is the eye. Okay, so which other senses do you have apart from the eye? That's hearing. That's the Simeon. Do you understand? Simeon, the second son. Okay. This one is the first son, Reuben, is it not? Behold a son. Okay, if this is a different message, but Sam will preach it. So let me not go into that one. Then this is the nose, and this is the smelling. Another word is what? Discernment. Okay. Then what's this one? Mouth or taste. Okay, and then the feeling or your touch. Okay. Even though I put it last, like someone said, it's very important. Eye, is there now? Eye is the first one. That's sight. Behold. Huh? Okay. Now, lest somebody thinks that I've gone somewhere, let's look at the scriptures. Let's look at the scriptures to guide us. Psalm 94. Verse 9, can you show us? There are many scriptures. I'm just going to pick some. And remember, we're doing faith clinic. How to walk and to live in the spirit. What does it say? Psalm 94, verse 9. Say, he that planted the ear. Shall he not? Here. He that formed the eye, shall he not see? So, can I give us an assignment? It's an assignment I gave myself many years. Well, many, I'm still doing it. Any scripture I read, I try to see, what does it say about God? Even the one Isaac read today, in Exodus, I said, the Lord looked. And what did he do? He saw. Amen. Most of what, you know, when you read the scriptures, watch when it describes God. It's either he says God has seen, or he has heard, and he spoke. Or, you know, he did something. So when God operates, he operates by the senses. Amen. When he operates by the senses. And the scripture said that he created you in God's image, in God's likeness. Amen. So if you are going to, you know, of course, that's the way you are, the way you function. You function by what you see, what you hear, what you discern, by, of course, speaking and, you know, tasting. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And then, most importantly, by touch. But we see that there are different types of touch. For example, Jesus said, somebody touch me. What kind of touch was that? People were pressing around him. You understand? There was a great throng. He said, somebody touched me. What kind of touch is that? Means it is not a natural touch because everybody was touching him. He said, somebody touch me. But scripture says that there was a woman, she said, she had a, you know, issue of blood for 12 years. That woman is in this church today. I am that woman. Don't you understand? And she had issue of blood for 12 years. 12. It means it's prophetic, complete. It means there's a time appointed for the deliverance of that woman. Amen. And he says, if only I can come. She determined in her heart. And do what? Touch the hem of his garment. I shall be healed. Amen. So that was a touch of faith. So there are different types of touch. There is a natural touch. And there is a spiritual touch. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, when we talk about life in the spirit, We must understand the laws of the Spirit. I want to talk about the laws of the Spirit. Now, in the Spirit, there is no geography. You know, and that is the challenge that many of us have, that we bring physical principles to apply in the Spirit. Amen. And in the Spirit, there is no distance. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? That there is no distance in the Spirit. Amen. Okay. So, when you think about the body, you are looking at these various things that God has put in you to relate with the environment. Amen. But man is not only body. Man is not only body. The black one. Okay, yeah. Man is also soul. In fact, man is really soul. And then there is the spirit. So, what are the components of the soul? Okay, we already know. We assume we already know. Now, when we teach tabernacle, some of us do not appreciate how important it is. But if you look at yourself, you are the tabernacle. The Bible says, do you not know that you are what? The temple of the living God. So, when we talk about the body, the soul, and the spirit, you're actually talking about the holy place and then the most holy place. So, the things we are reading about the tabernacle, you need to bring it to yourself. And now, why do I need to bring it to myself? I need to bring it so that I can drive out the spirits that are in me. You know, so if you think it's just because of head knowledge, then it's not going to profit you. But if you realize that the soul is a habitation, it's a dwelling place, it's a realm of the spirit, wherein spirits dwell, then it will be of use to us. Amen. Amen. Say amen now.
Amen.
Okay, so for example, the scripture tells us about the man who was dwelling in the tombs. Do you remember that story? And Jesus came to the man, he says, there are many of us. And they asked him, say, what's your name? What did he say? Legion. Where were the legion? Where were the legion? Huh? Where were the legion? Okay, to give you an example of the legion. He said that all the spirits in the man were saying, Jesus, cast us and allow us to go into the swine. Is that so? And he says that when he released them, they ran into the swine, and that there were at least 2,000 of the pigs. At least 2,000. That they all ran down. Nobody remained. So it means that there were at least 2,000 of those spirits dwelling in the man. And they say legion is at least 6,000. Is that correct? Huh? They say at least legion is lost 6,000. So if you don't mind this, your brother, you know I'm a good brother. So how many spirits are in this room? Amen. I will serve you because I love you. Amen. We must drive the spirits out. That's what the man said. Amen. You know, okay, let me bring up another principle. Remember, I'm talking about life in the spirit, and we're looking at principles. Some people are sleeping because I'm not shouting like Isaac. Please wake them up. I'm not Isaac, the shouter. So anybody sleeping, wake him up. Amen. We're talking about principles of spiritual warfare. And if you don't understand the principles, it will be difficult for you. Because Jesus said, this kind does not go out but by what? Prayer and what? Fasting. Amen. So Jesus told us through that man. He says that when they came, when those things, you know, left the man, and the people of the environment came back, he said they met Jesus, and they saw the man sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed, and what? In his right mind. What does that tell you? That the problem of the man was in the mind. That's where the spirits were lodged. Amen. You know, sometimes I'm learning from my own experience that I should be more tolerant of other people. Do you know why? Because over time, I have seen changes in my behavior. Is it not so? Okay, say yes. Amen. Amen. Okay, amen. Oh, yes. Amen. You know, if my God says, oh, yes, you say, I'm Amen. My friend God says, it's me. Amen. Do you know why? Because there are spirits that have their hold over my mind have been broken. Do you know why? It is a mindset. You see, sometimes we have a spirit that overwhelms us and influences our behavior and activity. So we need to give ourselves some allowance. You need to, please, there's somebody sleeping. There's a sister there. Please wake her up. Amen. Amen. We need to give ourselves allowance. Do you know why? Because maybe I am struggling with a spirit that is overwhelming my mind. Or maybe that spirit is in my emotion, making me angry all the time. You look at me and say, hey, what's the problem? Pray for me. Amen. That I will receive strength to cast that spirit out. I hope anybody is not offended when I'm talking about casting. You started it. We're talking about how to cast the spirit out. Now, the Bible says, how can you go into the house of a strong man? Eh? Who is the strong man? The spirit inside my emotion is a strong man. Some of us are fighting with the spirit of lust, spirit of anger, bitterness. Any spirit you say go, it doesn't go. Go, it doesn't go. It is lodged. Amen. It has a deep root. Amen. And I need energy. Hallelujah. I need the strength to discharge that spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And there are spirits that we inherited. How many people inherited spirit? Okay, how many people acquired spirit by invitation? That you invited the spirit? Whether it's anxious or unconscious, anywhere, anyone. Me, my own is conscious. Your own is unconscious. By conscious action, I invited the spirit. Don't worry, lad. Amen. So whether it's conscious or unconscious, you must evacuate the spirit. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if I'm going to go forward, what is the environment of the soul? We have talked about environment of the body. We know that one. I won't even come there yet.
You know, entertainment is meant for the eyes. It's for my eyes. And another one for what? And what it is happening is that energy and strength is coming into the soul by the body. You know, where we are now, we have gone beyond wear trouser, don't wear trouser. It's beyond trouser. We are dressing the man inside the soul. That's the man that's wearing the trouser. That's the man that's doing all the things you are doing. It's not a question of all the brethren in this fellowship will not be a trouser. You go and say, sister, well, you say, in our church, the elder says, Brother Isaac said, we should be a trouser. So I don't wear a trouser. Then when I go to Covenant University where Isaac is not there, after 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, Isaac is not there. I like this trouser. That the real man of the soul rises and will manifest. Amen. So that's why we want to go beyond Isaac. I want to go inside the soul. This environment of the soul, what is in it? Amen. Okay, I was somewhere and, you know, we were talking. I was looking at it. I said, what is the soul? Is the soul flesh, physical or spiritual? Which one now? Choose. Is the soul a spirit or is physical? You know, they say the eyes have it. The eyes have it that the man has decided the way he wants to go. Anyone you say, he say the eyes have it. Is it not so? You say, or those who say I, those who say the eyes have it. That means the man will take it where he wants. So whatever I say, you have said the eyes have it. Because in your mind, you determine where you want to go. Okay, so let's agree now. Your soul, is it physical or spirit? Okay. Okay. All right. Let me put it here. Conscious. Unconscious. What does it mean? When you are conscious of something that you know about it, you can do something about it. But when you are not conscious, it means that no matter whatever you do. Alright? So let me use the easiest one. You see my heart? This heart is not the center of my body. The center of my body is in my head. Okay, that's a different teaching altogether. But if I say now, my heart, stop. It's not going to stop. It will never obey me. If not by now, nobody will be in this room, because one day when you are depressed, it's a heart. In Jesus' name, stop. And that's the end. So God made sure that he took that control out of your hand. Don't you understand? If you like, say heart, stop. If the heart, it won't even hear you. It continues to beat. Amen. So there are parts of us that are beyond our consciousness. We're not even aware your heart is beating. Okay, feel your heart now. Okay, you maybe by start hearing something. It's okay, I have a heart. Even the way you breathe, it is happening all the time. Whether you are asleep, you know, it is there. Okay, so that's in the body. So there are parts of your body that function whether you know it or not. How about the mind or the soul? So let's look at the mind. Because we know there are four parts. So you have the mind here, which is like the ego, Then you have the emotion, which is like the lion, a wild man. Then you have the desire, which is like the falling serpent. It's falling down. And then you have the wheel, which is like the ox. You know, you cannot say no to the devil. That besetting sin you are fighting, you can't say no. Because there is no strength in the wheel. Do you understand? That's why I said, it's not easy to, well, you come here, you pray for you, but you must build up your soul. Amen. Build up yourself what? In their most holy faith. Their strength. Okay, let's read a scripture. I'll come back to the conscious one. Let's read the scripture. Luke, can we see Luke chapter 2, verse 40. Go to verse 40. I hope I can get it. We see something there. Hold on. What does it say? And the child grew and did what? Read it. And waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom and grace of God. Was there? Upon him. It's possible that the child did not wax strong. Wax means he became strong. There are some of us within our soul is so wretched. The soul is so wretched. He said that, you know, they desired, they lusted after meat. So he gave them meat. But what happened? There was leanness in the soul. How many people are lean in their soul? How many of us are lean in our emotions? That's, you know, the emotions, well, is one of the things you see, in the spirit, it's either you are filled or you are empty. The soul is like a vessel. Is it not so? Matthew 25 says the soul is like a vessel. It's either the vessel is filled or empty. And they say empty vessels make what? The biggest noise, loudest noise. So, here is my soul, here is my will, empty, no energy. Here is my mind, no energy. You know, if your mind has no strength, it will be crawling on the ground. And the psalm says that it gathered iniquity unto itself. Have you read that verse before? I'm sure you have read it. That the soul gathers iniquity unto itself. That means it is rolling on the floor. And if they greet you, say they greeted me because he wants to mock me. Yes, because the mind is at a very low, low, low place. The sister told you, good morning. Say, that's it now. That's it now, because he wants to mock me. Alright? Maybe your brother died. They came to you. Say, hey, they came to, he's coming to see you because he is now rejoicing that your brother is dead. Somebody left his house to come to you, to greet you. And when he has come, you say he came to mock you. Do you know why? Because there is no energy in the mind. The mind is on the floor. Amen. And you know, when your mind is on the floor, you can't see far. You cannot appreciate what other people are doing for you. Amen. You have no depth, no height. Because your mind is on the floor. Amen. So, we need to restrain. So, you say Jesus was, he waxed strong in his spirit. There is such a thing as the strengthening of the inward man. Paul said, I pray that you what? You might strengthen them with strength. Where? In the inner man. Amen. This inner man can never be strong when you are giving him images that will bind him more to the ground. Don't you understand? Because this soul is a son of God. And in the spirit, there are only two. We're talking about environment. Sorry, I'm going so far. Environment. Number one, environment in the spirit. There are only two things in the spirit. It's either light or darkness. There's a sharp divide. There's no mixture. Okay, scripture that has taken us from the kingdom of darkness, where? Into the kingdom of darkness. Who is being taken? Who? Is it my leg? Is it so? Is it so? So my soul must make a transition from darkness into light. And my soul only sees two things, colorblind, light or darkness. If I begin to bring images, remember, this soul also has eyes. That's where I was coming to actually. This soul has eyes. This soul has ears. This soul has the ability to perceive, the ability to taste, and to touch. Everything in the outward man is in the inner man. In fact, it was first in the inner man before it became on the outward man. Amen. Where is the scripture? Psalm 94, verse 9. He that created the eye. Complete it now. Will he not see? He that created your physical ear, does he not hear you? I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me out of his holy ear. Is it in your Bible? If God didn't hear you, you will not be in this room. Is there anybody who will be here if God, you cry? Well, I know them. The prophets of Baal. Huh? They began to jump over every chair. Say, oh, Baal, hear us. Baal, hear us. Baal, hear us. Baal, hear us. Man, they hear this, you know. Amen. They say, maybe he's sleeping. Huh? He said, maybe he has gone on a long journey. Amen. Brethren, you cannot operate in the spirit if you cannot see, if you cannot hear, if all these senses are dead. Amen. So the first law to walk in the spirit is that Talita Kumi. The first law is what? Talita Kumi. Kumi, arise. My eyes must open. Amen. My ears must what? Open. Alright, let's read scripture. So we have seen Jesus. Go to the last verse. Oh no. We'll see the last one. He said, and Jesus what? Yeah. How can he increase in wisdom when he had all wisdom? Sister Nkechi, is that possible? They had all wisdom, but he yet increased in wisdom. Uh-huh. So he increased in wisdom and what? Stature. And in favor with God. Talita Kumi. Arise. Amen. My inward man must arise. My emotion must arise in God. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, let's read another one. Psalm 135. Psalm 135, verse 15. Okay, now watch this one closely. What does it say? The idols of the heathen are what? Silver and gold. The work of men's hands. Okay, let's go. Verse 6. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouth. Hallelujah. Now, verse 18 is me and you now, is it not so? Okay, can we read that one now? They that make them, are what? are like unto them. So is everyone that what? That trusted in them. Images. If the image you are seeing is the thing you have carved, you'll be like it. Is that correct? Where is it again? How many people have this? Can you bring it out? I say, praise the Lord. Is this your image? Be careful. You are going to be like it. Is that true? Amen. Images. The mind feeds on images. The mind feeds on images. It's the image you give the mind that it becomes. When you want to change your mind, you give it a new type of image. And I thank God for that. All I need to do is to change the image my mind is in. Hallelujah. Okay, you have not. I don't think you have caught it. Amen. He said, we shall be changed by the in the twinkling of an eye. We shall be changed. Amen. There is a change coming over the soul. Amen. And it is because the images are changing. Men are changing the images that we are seeing. Amen. Think about it. What is it that gives you pleasure? The pleasure you get is because you see that image. Amen. It's actually sorcery. Somebody brings an image. He brings a piece of paper. Where is it? They call it money. Let's look at it. Money. Everybody show your money. You have money, then you start feeling good. So this paper is affecting your image, your soul. Is that correct? Huh? Sister, say money. You have money. Then because of this paper, you start feeling good. You know what? This paper is communicating with your emotion. Is that correct? All the devil does is to bring different money to you, and your images, your soul will be affected. Amen! Hallelujah! Okay, let's look at another type of money. Alright, Psalm 1. Never let the devil trick you. Because me, I said, he will never trick me again. Amen. Many of us are fighting with issues, pornography, anger, bitterness, because we are forgotten about money. Think about your money. And you cut it off. Alright, let's go. Blessed is a man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. He starts to walk, you know. Eh? Huh. Next, not standeth in the way of sinners. He's no longer walking now, he's standing. Next, not seated. So, if the devil wants to get you to sit, you must first of all walk. So if you don't walk, you will not stand. And you will not sit. Amen. If you want to overcome, you must walk on those principles. But Mark said, it's not when you are in front of the restaurant that you will turn away from restaurant. You turn away from restaurant in your mind. I'm not going there at all. Because immediately your leg is in front of that restaurant, it's over. Amen. But that's not really where I'm going to. I'm going to verse 2. Read it now. But what? His delight is in the law of the Lord. What is delight? Delight is emotion. Many of us are looking for excitement in the emotion. Can I recommend one to you? The law of the Lord. Amen. Now, when you start out with the law of the Lord, it looks very dry. No, nothing, not interesting. You must keep at it. Amen. And before you know it, like this money, it will change your emotion. So when you see the word of God, it will become like honey to you. It's not magic. You must press on. Okay? So the path of the judge is like what? A shining light. That does what? Becomes brighter and brighter and brighter. Amen. So you must make up your mind. What is it that is going to affect your desire? What do you long for? He says, you will find me when you look for me, like, in fact, when you desire me more than silver and gold. Because silver and gold, so, boy, this is money. There's no brother. Have you heard it before? Say, this is money. There's no brother in money. Eh? He said, brother, this is business. So, brother, no, this thing. We're talking about naira and kobo here. Dollar. Well, I know a place where we talk more than dollar. And it is in the word of the Lord. Amen. He said, and in his law does what? The reason why his emotion is affected is because his mind has been affected. Amen. Hallelujah. So, to walk in the Spirit, we must realize that the soul is as real as my body. This body you're looking at, there is also an inner man who is as real, more real than that soul. Amen. Hallelujah. And we need to give attention to it. Now, I was talking about conscious. The conscious part of our mind, we can go to school and it can become a lawyer. This one can become lawyer. What's the other one? No, theater artist. Or banker. No. Farmer. Or accountant. Pharmacy. Oh, the other one, teacher. Teacher. Amen. You can go and teach and learn all those things. You're just one part of your mind. Amen. You are a learned man. How about the other one that you don't know? Eh? They call it subconscious. Okay, another one is, another big name is what? Subconscious. When you read book, your mind becomes tired. Say, let me go and sleep. There is a man who is not asleep. Amen. You say, in the dream of the night, when men are asleep. Eh? This one now comes awake. Amen. That is the man you must change. Hallelujah. The environment of this mind is spirit. This is actually where I'm going to. The environment of the mind is spirit. Spirit. Huh? And how is it that we are not aware of this spirit? Amen. Many of us, we carry on as though there are no spirits. But the spirits are in the mind. And these spirits in the mind, we have some of them, we inherited them. A mindset of a Nigerian, you understand? Eh? You have that mindset, those spirits, those Nigerian territorial spirits, because you are born in this land. So in other words, those spirits have authority over you. Say, you belong to us. Huh? There was a man called Daniel. He began to pray. He said, my friend, don't pray too much. Oh. These people belong to me. Amen. And the prince of Persia began to contend with him. And some of us want to rise. You can't rise too much. Until you also go to fight in the spirit. How many of us operate in the spirit in this room? Everything is physical. What you can see. Huh? Brethren, those days are over. Amen. Look at Isaiah 8. It says, he shall not judge after the seeing of his eyes. In other words, there are two types of seeing. There is the physical eye and there is the eyes of the mind. And Paul was praying that you might open the eyes of understanding. Even Jesus opened their own mind. Don't you understand? Amen. There is a place where God opens the mind. May he open my eyes.
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. It's not the message started though. Do you know why people were preaching? It's not the message started. Huh? Okay, don't worry. I'll end it very soon. Amen. Mark chapter 4. Verse 11. Let's run. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to what?
To know.
That word know is very important to obey. I won't go there because of time. To know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done what?
Parable.
Do you know what is parable? It's a story. You don't understand it. You must look beyond to get the meaning. Example, Jesus said, a sower went forth to sow. He said, what is this man and sowing now? But Jesus told them that the seed is the word of God. Amen. So there is a place where the word of God is like parables to you. And you know, many of us, it may be that the word of God is like a parable. You read it, no understanding. Because there is something you have not addressed. You know, when blood comes, the first place blood touches the soul is at the brazen altar. That's where you touch it. You bring blood. But you see, it's not just blood alone. You must put oil on the blood. That's anointing. You cannot have anointing without blood. So except you see the kingdom, you cannot enter. Amen. Now, let's go down. Verse 12. It says, that seeing they may see and not perceive. And hearing they may hear and not understand. Lest at any time they should be converted. And their sin should be forgiven. Do you know what he's saying? Conversion only happens when the inner man sees. When the inner man hears. That's where the conversion takes place. Amen. Is that correct? I always wondered, why did Jesus say that they may hear and not hear? That they may see and not see. Because he was addressing two men, the outward man and the inner man. Amen. At what level? Say, it's okay. Somebody says, God has spoken once. What happened? Twice have I heard. Who heard? As I'm speaking to you, what are you hearing? You might be hearing physical noise. But I pray that the inward man will hear the voice of Solomon. Because when the man hears, he's going to be converted. Amen. And Jesus was saying that the people, when they hear, they're just hearing, it's just waves in their ear. They're just hearing some physical waves. But there are people who hear and they have understanding. Amen. And Jesus said it's like they sowed the seed and that the best of the air came and did what? They captured the seed. And they didn't have understanding. Amen.
I have to go to the second part of the message. Because time, because of time. We'll come back some other time. But let's go to verse 14. Because we are dealing with life in the spirit. The environment of the soul is the environment of spirits. Father, spirits of God and unclean spirits. Amen. Now, in the spirit, the second law is that everything done in the spirit is done by the spoken word. The word. When a word is spoken in the spirit, it has great impact. It affects spirits that are of God and also affects spirits that are not of God. Amen. If you check most of the things Jesus did, he spoke. When that man came, Jesus didn't go fighting with him. Oh, yeah, come now. I have more power. Hold me now. Hold me. Don't be afraid. This man has more power than me. That's physical. Jesus said, we do not wrestle in the flesh. How many of us wrestle in the flesh? Are striving. It's not going to go anywhere. Amen. God told me you are not praying enough. I'm telling you. So now I've changed. I'm not praying. Amen. When I go for a meeting, I bend my head, I start speaking in tongues. Start praying. Amen. How many of you spoke in tongues? When did you speak in tongues last, brother? You know, in our this end time, we don't speak in tongues. Brother, is it also? End time without speaking tongues. End time. See how we clap the end time. We clap like this. End time. Amen. God said we are too soft. Amen. We need to shout. We need to speak in tongues. Because he that speaketh in unknown tongue prayeth unto God. The devil doesn't hear what you are saying. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We need to pray some more. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because we are dealing with spirit. And in the land of the spirit, it is the spoken word. Hallelujah. When God wanted to create the world, what did he do? He went and brought a caterpillar. You know so? And he drew a plan. What did he do? He said, let there. It's not this English I'm speaking, no. He spoke another language. Say, let there be light. And there was light. I pray that we can get the import. Okay, let's see the example. The same Mark chapter 4. Go down to about 26. No. Yeah, go too far. Calm down. Wait. Verse 39. Show us 39. Read verse 39. And he arose and did what? He began to fight with the wind. Say, wind, come, let's fight. Wind, where are you? Come, let's fight. Is that what he did? How many of us fight to the wind here? So I have PhD. Let me tell you something. Therefore, let me tell you, so I have PhD. I'm a counter. This is also, that's what this brother said. Say, I'm a counter. Let me tell you. You cannot just come here and do anything you want. The man didn't have PhD. But see what he had. And he arose and what? Rebuked the wind and waters. And said unto the sea, three words, peace, be still. Watch what happened. And the wind ceased. And there was what? Great calm. That is a man of the spirit. Hallelujah. If you like, bring your PhD, your book, doctor, the other one. The devil will say, you are still joking. When you wake up, we will know.
But let's go. Let's read verse 38. 37. Okay. And there arose a great storm. Many of us, the storm is coming against us. Eh? The guy was driving back, back, back. I said, sit up. I said, very good. Storm. No warning. What are you going to do? And the waves what? Beat into the ship. So there was now full. Water don't enter inside. Water don't pass, Gary. And watch what happened. And he was in the hinder part of the ship. I sleep on a pillow. And they ran. I woke him up. And said to Master, he began to accuse him. Carest thou not that? Do you understand? They began to accuse him. Carest thou not? He didn't wake up and say, well, you see, you know I love you very much. Eh? And he arose. And then he spoke to them. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? In other words, Jesus expected them, expects you to be able to speak to the wind. Kumi.
He arose.
I arose. May God change our theology. Change our walking. God is looking for a son that can speak to the wind. To speak to the waves and say, peace be still. Not too much grammar. Peace be still. Amen. Another one was Elijah. They began to jump and he said, hold on. Oh Lord, hear me. Fire came. Amen. It means that the man has talked a long time inside. When you talk inside for long, you speak few words. When you speak very little outside, you speak more words outside. Amen. Amen. God said, this church must change.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah, see now. Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what man, manner of man? He didn't say, God is this. They knew it was a man like him, like themselves. Amen. That even the wind and sea obey. I know the man. He is the Son of God.
Amen.
And he has called us to be sons of God. Amen. Amen. Brethren, we need to rise. I said, why is it that you have no faith? How does faith come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word. Okay, let's dwell there small. When I speak a word to you, what happens to you? Have you thought of it? Me, I have thought about it. When somebody speaks a word to you, it creates an image in your mind. Is that correct? In other words, I'm trying to bring images to you. I'm trying to bring imagination to you. Amen.
Amen.
That's what the devil does to you. You see, pa, 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 pa. You see the car. Huh? SLC, 2016. Hey. Oh, my God. If only I had money. Do you understand? If only I had Money. Which other one? Our brother speaking on your own. Brother, how do you say it there? Eh? Brother, how do you say it to that side? Amen.
Amen.
The devil is creating images. So when I saw it, I said, devil, game over. Amen. Hallelujah. When a man speaks a word to you, it's not the word. Is image. And by the way, words are like vessels. They're either empty or they have life. There are people who speak empty words. But the word of God is not empty. It has life.
Amen.
The words that I speak, the word, they have life. Amen.
Amen.
So which kind of word are you hearing? That's why it's most important who you are listening to. Because if the man is bringing the word that has darkness, because when words come, spirits go with the word. Do you know that? Huh? How you know a word God speaks is that He gives you life to walk in that word. That's how you know it's God. Amen. Amen. Because it will build faith in you. It will give you strength to walk in it. Amen. When you hear the wrong word, it adds heaviness, condemnation, and puts you down. May that not be a portion in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I think we will close. But God is raising a man, a new man. There is a new man, Kumi, that's arising. That man is in prison, has been dead. Eh? They say he was going to die. Now Jesus allowed that man to die. Amen. Because he knows that he can raise him up. Amen. Brethren, we can build our faith. We can increase in strength in the inward man. Amen. Hallelujah. And the more we begin to be strong, the more we can begin to see into the realm of the Spirit. I think church should be exciting when we come and many people have visions. Amen. He tells me, Kumi. Amen. I saw. The Lord showed me. The Lord gave me a word. The Lord gave me a word. Because the ears are opening. Amen. The eyes are opening. Amen. I haven't spoken about the mouth. But you see, this is of the ability to receive life. I don't know how to say it. When you are commissioned by the River State government to carry out the census of Port Harcourt, they will give you resources to do it. Amen. Is that true? When God asks you to do something, He has made available resources also. Amen. Except you design that project for yourself. And this is a warning to all of us. If you design a project for yourself, you have to find energy for it. Yes, you struggle. And before long, you begin to go to Egypt, use your strength to do the work of the Lord. Amen. But when God gives you a commission, He gives you strength. And we can have the ability to draw life from the Spirit. It's called hidden manna. And I'm telling you, brethren, there is a strength that God is giving available to us now to do the things that He is commissioning us to do. Amen. And it is life in the Spirit. So being able to walk in the Spirit, Paul said, if we live in the Spirit, let us also what? Walk. How can a man walk in the Spirit when he's spiritually blind? How dare you go to a sister and say, I want to marry you because you like the shape of her leg. You know you like the shape. You look, say, this leg fine, no? I want to be looking at this leg every morning. You say, sister, I want to marry you. You have not seen the sister in the Spirit. Eh? Ah, you people are looking at me. Yes, you must see the sister in the Spirit. Amen. You must go to God and say, God, who is this sister? Who is that brother? And you see in the Spirit. Your eyes have seen physically, but in your soul you must see also. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm trying to say, brethren, there is life in the Spirit. God can show you things about issues in the Spirit. So you're not just walking by the things you hear. The things you say, the sister is from Andoni. Anybody, the sister from Andoni, they slap their husband. Then you won't go there because you heard the story. Because God says this one is a different Andoni sister. Holy Ghost baptized. Go and marry her. He said, no, my mother said, Andoni, people from my village don't marry Andoni. Amen. The time has come to go beyond. God said, go and do that business. He said, no, anybody who went to that business went bankrupt. Where God says, go there. Amen. He said, we have toiled till morning. He said, what? Cast your net. That's what we are saying. You can apply it everywhere. Amen. You are looking for jobs. So all the people who entered that company went bankrupt. God said, go there. God said, in the same month, the man, in the same year, the man reaped. And so, 100-fold. Amen. What have you heard? How can you hear when the ears are closed? Amen. This inward man must arise. When you arise, you will hear God. You say, this is the way. Walk here in it. It is a way of faith. Say, my sheep hear my voice. So, before you take that next step, brethren, please, go and hear from God. Ask God, what are you saying about this matter? This brother, I say, I will marry without time, no life for me. What is your word about that man? Amen. Who is he? Amen. Hallelujah. Before you go into that business, say, God, who are those men? They ask the man, who are the men with you? He said, hey, they came to me. They said I should go. They said I should come the right way. They said, who are the men with you? Amen. Let God ask us. And then he will tell you the men with you. Amen. That their land is close to Sodom. Eh? Because the man looked with his eyes and everywhere was green. He said, hallelujah, bless the Lord. He didn't know he was walking right into hell. May the Lord help us. Amen. To come into the Spirit. To walk in the Spirit. In as much as we live in the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Amen.